The horse pen stood empty for 9 years after I bought the old Morales place. Ignacio Morales's grandson added the red pole fence before moving on to greener pastures. When I invited Pete's sister Stella to come see what I had done to her childhood home, look, an adobe wall, look, tile floors, she gave me a sad smile but shared a sweet memory. Pete and her other brothers bunked in the shed where her mother stored fruitcakes to ferment, and since Stella, being the girl, had access to the refrigerator, she was quite popular with her brothers while sneaking them milk to go with the fruitcake until her mother discovered two of her fruitcakes missing. So here I was, excited to show Stella all I had done. Come see how I love your childhood home. While Stella was seeing herself living there, what it looked like as she helped her mother bake those fruitcakes in that same kitchen. She saw her mother's fluid movements from counter to stove, saw her reaching for the special bowl inside her metal white cabinets now relegated to my utility room. We all see things from our own perspective, but if Stella had told me to get lost instead of offering up one of her memories, I'd wonder why she was so hostile when all I did was invite her over. It was harder to get the picture when my sisters wanted to sell our parents' property. I tried to get my older sister Jackie to take my side, exclaiming, "We could have reunions there. The pecan trees would pay for the taxes. We could have an organic farm." Jackie gave me a sweetly sad Stella smile. Jackie is thin and elegant. She also lists to the side from battling rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, and a stroke, so she speaks with quiet effort and simply stated what she would do with her share of the money, that she'd repair her home and finally see a play on Broadway. I agreed, finally seeing her point of view, we'd sell Mom and Dad's place. At the horse pen the next day, I told my friend John about my conversation with my sister, spying an old metal curry comb left in the dirt from Morales' days. John picked it up and started combing his roping horse as I watched my red pole pen shimmer in the sun like it had been waiting 9 years for this particular moment, or maybe this particular horse. "See, that's what makes life so interesting," John said. "You couldn't pay me to go to New York, let alone sit through a Broadway play." Different viewpoints occur, whether between sisters, neighbors, or nations. Being empathetic, or at least circumspect, is what keeps a country capable of moving forward toward a better outcome for everyone involved. I digress, but the point is, it all starts at home. When the buyers of my parents' place looked about as sensitive in their enthusiasm as I had been with Stella, I had to keep reminding myself of what I learned from her. The memories themselves cannot be bought. The memories cannot be relegated to the utility room or carted off. The buyers hauled off Dad's old garden cart that I had left there in order to maintain the property. It probably looked just old to them, but an old wooden cart like Dad's has a removable back, making it easy to haul long branches down the levee road to the burn pile. I was overjoyed to finally get it back. That old cart, empty now, holds sun-dappled days in my parents' orchard that only I am left to smile over. One of Dad's cats considered the cart her personal chariot, as if she were the Queen of Sheba and I, her horse, was there to pull her chariot down a levee road turned golden by a setting sun. Mom and Dad's place had been my refuge, but as I learned from Stella, I can let go by sharing its stories. Perhaps the new owners will imagine a cat's royal procession down their levee road, the way I imagine Stella's little brothers in my shed munching down on purloined fruitcake. This is Claudette Ortiz on the H-Spot.